Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
I like your picture, girl. I keep it with your letter.
Mr. Donald Fagen on vocals there and on keyboard, and the leader of that band, Steely Dan. One of the greats of all time, one of my favorites for sure. Welcome back, 23 After. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. And the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Thank you to all of you who bought my book. Thank you so much for that. I appreciate it very much. And I thank you for telling your friends about it, because it's still selling like crazy. So thank you for that. And if you go on my website, you can get an autographed copy. How about that? And I promise you, if you get an autographed copy of my book, I promise you, when you sell it on eBay, it will affect the price. I can't promise you which way it will affect it, though, up or down. As you may know, I often make predictions. For more than a dozen years of doing so, my record, believe it or not, is a little better than 75% accuracy. That's right, I'm batting 750 with my prediction. I actually was doing a lot better, but 2008 took a heavy toll on my... That was a year nobody saw coming, right? If it weren't for 2008, I'd be a lot higher. But still, I'm at 750. Not because I'm so smart, but because my gray hair is not premature, and I pay attention to what's going on, and I imagine the implications. That's why I'm pretty darn good at my predictions. I predicted the Great Recession would begin in 2007. I predicted the GM bankruptcy. Before Newt Gingrich had even announced that he was going to be running for 2012 campaign, I predicted he would be leading the polls at the end of 2011, and he was. Alas, I also predicted that Iraq would become a sovereign state and a U.S. ally, and I missed that. And I predicted Romney would beat Obama. Missed that one, too. As a mid-year update, though, this year, I predicted that neither Clinton nor Bush would be leading their respective polls at the end of this year. And so far, those prognostications are still looking pretty good. But you know what? I did not see the Donald Trump candidacy coming, let alone his current appeal and momentum. I didn't see that at all. When I heard Trump deliver his announcement speech, I did predict at that time that his message, "Let's make America great again," would resonate well. I believed it would really take off. I thought people would like that. And based on our recent polls, which we asked you about last week, more than a quarter of you like him too. Like something like 28%, I think. The political pollsters show Trump in the 20-plus range in the polls. But as other candidates drop out, here's the question for Trump. Can he pick up their supporters? More than 70% of our respondents said no. He's going to be, as in he's still going to be locked into that 20% range. Trump has something in common with both of the Democrat front runners. He's like the thorn in Hillary's side, Bernie Sanders, the self-avowed socialist. He's like him because they're both authentic. Look for authenticity to be a valuable currency in politics in 2016. Authenticity. I think that's going to be a big deal this year. But sometimes Trump's authenticity results in, as my father used to warn me about, letting his mouth overload his backside. Right now, Trump is spending authenticity to buy forgiveness for some of the wacky things he said. But unlike his billions of real capital, Trump won't have as much redemption capital to spend. He doesn't have to become politically correct to be nominated, but he will have to become more politically disciplined to be nominated. Trump is like Hillary in that they both have baggage. Lots of baggage, both of them. While Hillary's baggage includes potential legal weight, Trump doesn't have that to worry about so much. But he has led a colorful multimedia life on his way to becoming the personification of a rich self-promoter. A successful nomination for Trump will require him to overcome certain inelegant segments of his life, let's say. Things he's done, things that he said that are gonna that once people start amassing a dossier against him and ads and the negative campaigning against him, he'll have to divest. He'll have to answer for them with some of those things. He'll have to divest from his empire. That's another thing to think about. No small feat, right? If he's worth $10 billion, he wants to become the president. He can't be running those companies anymore. So that's not going to be a small feat. That's going to be a tough thing for him to deal with if he's going to become president. So maybe that's the reason why Ziegfeld and Barnum never ran for president. At this moment, I don't feel very froggy. I don't feel froggy enough to jump to a conclusion as to whether Trump can become the Republican nominee or not. But I am prepared to say that Donald Trump will have a significant impact on who the Republican nominee is. I'm convinced that there's a much greater chance that he'll influence who the nominee is than that he'll be the nominee. So regardless of whether you think he's going to be the nominee or not, even if you think he's not going to be the nominee, get ready for the influence on the Republican nominee. And I'll tell you who I think that will be with my 2016 predictions in a few months. It's almost 29 after. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.